Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 630, Raven on Alpha Halo, recorded live on May 24th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back with a little bit slightly less news-filled week. It's a little bit of a slow week this week as we build up to the E3 hype, which is actually just, I think, 3 weeks away from now. It's getting close.
I can't wait.
I will have to, unfortunately. I can't either.
I just hope there's something there.
Yeah. Halo 6 announcement, I'm anticipating. I don't see why they wouldn't do a Halo 6 tease. And maybe show off something a little bit more with Fireteam Raven. Maybe something with the Halo TV show. If we don't see something at E3 about the TV show, I'm hoping we see something at San Diego.
I'm hoping we just have something. Sometime.
Something, yeah, sometime somewhere.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can imagine they'll probably have some of these arcade machines there.
I don't know how many, because they are big things to lug around, so my guess is whatever is...
And their booth isn't?
Their booth can be pretty tight.
No, I mean, their booth isn't big?
Well, it's not big, heavy pieces like an arcade machine. It's a bunch of little pieces put together.
Yeah, I bet you that arcade machine doesn't weigh as much as you think it does.
Maybe. I could be wrong. I would expect maybe at least, if they have it there, and I think that's still a significant if, maybe one or two stations. Maybe one.
I wasn't thinking they'd had 15 stations there. I was thinking maybe one or two.
The whole Xbox booth is just Halo Fireteam Raven.
That would be cool.
That would be a sight to see. Granted, I think a lot of Xbox fans would not be quite as happy about it, but for us Halo fans, that would be a sight to see.
No, really, at E3, I don't think it's the proper place to have a large demonstration like that. Just, you know, a couple of machines just to kind of show it off. Maybe even just one, but...
Well, and let the press do their thing. Let them be able to play it, get some reviews on it, and write up their articles.
But someplace like PAX, I can see them bringing in, you know, 4 or 5 machines.
PAX Prime, definitely. PAX East might be a little bit smaller because it's not their backyard.
Somewhere where the general public, you know, their fans can actually get access to them. You know, that don't have a Dave and Buster's or in their area.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be just Dave and Buster's eventually.
Well, it'll start out, yeah.
It'll start out that way. Yeah, for sure. So let's do a quick recap on this past weekend before we dive into the news. So, Fraggin' Fridays, how did we do this weekend?
Oh, lots and lots of fun.
Yay.
Lots of kill people and blowing stuff up. And let's see.
So I'm assuming there was some Warzone.
Yeah, there's a Warzone. We actually outgrew Big Team pretty quick. We spent a good majority of the night in Warzone, and we did some customs too.
Given that earlier in the year, I think there were a lot of nights where we had maybe 5-6 max. It's good to hear that you're actually surpassing party lobbies of only 8-9, getting higher than that.
Yeah, it's nice. We're having a lot of fun, which is important. And I appreciate everybody that shows up, because it's more fun with friends. It's a lot more interesting to watch as well.
Yes.
I did manage to get the last Halo 5 episode recorded this weekend.
Good. I'm
currently working on editing that. And of course, typical, it glitched and one of the achievements didn't pop.
Oh no. Which one should we wait to find out? We're going to just
forge ahead. The achievement for completing the entire campaign co-op heroic, it didn't actually pop on the screen. It did record that I got it. It just didn't pop the notification, which is kind of sad, but I'll get things figured out. But other than that, we we did pretty good. Only had one real screw up during the recording. I wanted to show people how to get a Mantis in that final battle room, but one of the other gentlemen with us went too far ahead, and
that sounds familiar.
The next checkpoint,
because I did that on one of our run throughs when I was on.
Yeah, it's easy to do. You know, really, we did this one without a practice run, and that's probably more default than anything. The gentleman just didn't understand what I was instructing him to do. And I should have just topped out of the Mantis and did it myself, but it's one of those deals. And the checkpoint is like inches on the other side of the door that we were trying to go through. So, you know, it was an honest mistake. You know, he wasn't trying to rush or anything. He was just trying to follow instructions, and he went too far in, and that was that. But all in all, we had a lot of fun, got some achievements, and
there you go. Now
the fun part of editing it all.
Yes. So I'm assuming we'll see that, not necessarily this weekend, but probably the next weekend.
I should have it on there before our next show.
Cool. And then Halo 5 will be done. That's awesome. Speaking of play nights, we have a new playlist. We have the throwback playlist, which took place over Castle Wars coming in. So right now it should be Griftball and the anniversary throwback playlist up in the social side of things. And something I'm very happy about that also made a return, Warzone Turbo is back. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, have so much fun with that this weekend. Maybe I'll get my wife on to play.
Maybe.
Because it's laid back enough to do it. Unfortunately, I will not be there tomorrow night for Fraggin' Friday, but I'll be on throughout the rest of the week, the weekend, especially since the holiday weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we'll have a good turnout tomorrow night or not. Kind of all depends on if everybody's out celebrating or not.
Right. We shall see.
Something that is changing with the Fraggin' Fridays is we will no longer be streaming them on YouTube.
Okay.
The chat is just getting more than I can moderate while playing the game. Unfortunately, there's people on YouTube that just like to troll people, and they're a lot heavier than they are on Twitch and Mixer. So we're going to focus on Twitch and Mixer from now on when it comes to the game.
You can disable the chat.
Yeah, but you know, there's people there that want to chat, and it's just one of those deals.
Gotcha. Need some moderators if we ever go back there.
Yeah, if there are people out there that can regularly show up on Friday nights to be a moderator, please let us know. If we can have somebody that can monitor the chat and keep those people out, then I will have no problem in pushing it out to YouTube as well. It's just one of those deals that, you know, it's hard to monitor that kind of commentation, you know, those kind of comments when you're playing the game. It's enough to keep up with two chats, let alone three.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take away from the people that are there using the chat properly.
Well, and the other thing with that, we stream on multiple platforms, is we're kind of growing. We want people to be able to access the stream wherever they prefer it. And I think our primary two sites to really look into are Twitch and Mixer. YouTube, we just kind of do because it's an easy platform to go to. So I think just dropping down to Twitch and Mixer is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, be sure to tune in on Twitch and Mixer, and we'll have some fun.
Yeah. Awesome. So a little update for me from my Sunday shenanigans of achievement hunting. I did get three more achievements. Two in Halo 4 and one in Halo 3 ODST. So I got another 20 gamer score, and now I have how many left? I'm surprised the stat isn't right on the achievement page.
850,000. Oh.
It's a lot of achievement score. It's still over 1,000. But it's not telling me the exact number for some reason. I don't know why. I thought I did that on the Halo app. I
Well, on the Halo app, you can usually sort it by locked and unlocked.
I mean, the Xbox app. Yeah, it's not... Yeah, I can sort it, but it, like, I'd have to count each one line by line. I think it's somewhere in the 70s, though. Either upper 70s or low 80s, one of the two. That's right, it has the gamer score piece. It just didn't have the number of achievements. Anyways, so I got three more. The next ones I'm going to be working on are a couple of co-op ones. I think this coming weekend. So on Sunday, there's a couple of co-op ones I need to do, or a couple of them that are easier to do on co-op. So I'll probably do that. A few mostly in Halo 4 and ODST for the co-op stuff. And then I will be diving into probably some matchmaking and then all the par scores.
Fun, fun, fun.
Lasers will be the last one. Those are going to be a pain. Those will probably take a good half a year to get done.
You'd be lucky to get one done per stream.
Oh, it wouldn't be per stream. It would be probably one. Oh, you mean one level. Gotcha. Yeah, you're probably right.
Because I can remember doing Lazo on Reach and it taking, you know, 2 or 3 hours to complete the level.
I'm going to have to watch some videos from Tyrant, Eli, Halo Completionist, and just really grind out some of these missions. It's going to suck. I might have to sprinkle some other ones in there just to kind of break up the stress. I have some of the Halo 3 FFA ones to get, and then most of the Halo Wars 1 and 2 ones to get. Not to mention Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike.
Yeah, yeah. I still work on those from time to time.
Just slowly chipping away.
I think on Spartan Strike, the only ones I have left are the co-op ones. The ones that, you know, you have to do it with the one of basically the little flood firefight thing.
Very nice. Shall we go ahead and drop into some of the news?
Sure.
I say drop in for a very specific reason. So there's a little bit of lore behind Fireteam Raven, believe it or not. That was one of the things that a lot of people were asking after they saw the announcement. And Grim Brother 1 brings us the latest issue of Cannon Fodder to let us know what lore we can see and find out in Fireteam Raven. Turns out the squad that you'll be playing as, and you can play up to 4 people, so I guess would it be bench co-op instead of couch co-op?
Well, actually, I think it's 4 seats. Because those chairs usually aren't very comfortable. So
yeah, seat co-op.
Cabinet co-op. There you go.
There you go. Cabinet co-op. I like that one better. That has a better ring to it. So cabinet co-op up to 4 ODSTs, and we actually have a squad with a little bit of history behind each one. There's some specialization and demographic information about each one in Fireteam Raven. And this is taking place during the events of Halo Combat Evolved, actually very early in the game, as it's ODSTs who are evacuating the Pillar of Autumn during its descent to Alpha Halo, which is why there's a lot of environments from Halo 1 and the feel of that in this game.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of glad that they picked that particular era to put this game in. There's a lot of people that haven't experienced this part of the of that story.
Another thing with this is, with the game, with Halo C originally, there wasn't a lot of the extended lore behind the game, so it was still very new. It wasn't fleshed out as well, even though Bungie did a great job with the story as it was. But one of the interesting things that Grim mentions in the Cannon Fodder is there are some tie-ins with the novelization of the game, which is Halo the Flood by William Dietz. So there actually might be some crossover between that book and this game.
Oh, there definitely is. They've already indicated it in this article that there is some crossover.
I was building the hype with just saying might, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I just like the way they've done this. You know, in the original Halo CE, you get Master Chief's point of view. But the Flood expands on that experience so much, and it actually makes the game story a lot more in-depth. you know, I do recommend anybody that has not read it yet, get a copy of The Flood and read it, and then go play the campaign of Halo CE. And you will look at things differently after you do that.
It adds a little more context to things that are going on, and there's also some added dialogue that Chief and Guilty Spark and Chief and some of the other characters have that you don't get in the game necessarily.
Yeah, there's just interactions with characters you just flat don't see in the game.
It's definitely worth the read. I know there's a lot of crossover, and some people have voiced that they don't like that there's 60-70% of the book already in the game and there's not too much in additional content from there. But I think for the most part, it's, if you're into the extended fiction already, it's still worth trying to get a little bit of that extra information, because we do see some small tie-ins to that, and you get an explanation of why Johnson actually survived when you saw him kind of disappear in the game after the Flood cutscene.
Yeah, it's...
It's what?
Despite the legendary ending.
well, with... Yeah. That's more an Easter egg than anything else, but yes.
After reading The Flood, there's quite a bit of story there that's not told in the game.
Mm-hmm.
40% of the book that's not... doesn't directly follow the game, there's a lot there. I've always thought there was enough there to base a game off of. Just having that different point of view and looking at the occupation of the Halo ring and just trying to survive.
It gives a whole kind of fresh perspective and gives, not, I'm trying to think of the words for it, but because as Master Chief, you kind of have that feeling that you are almost invincible unless you're playing on Legendary, but seeing the other side of it from the Marines and the ODSTs kind of gives it a little bit more of that down-to-earth feeling of the environment that they're actually in.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see Alpha Base with the point defense guns that they took off the Pillar of Autumn, set up to defend the base, see the tanks, the Scorpions that they, you know, dug pits for and parked the tanks in, so that the barrels could fire at ground level and participate in that battle of the book. You know, this is a major battle. You have all these ODSTs that have taken this base, they fortified it and everything, and the Covenant come to try to take it back. And, you know, this, just the way it's described in the book, it's this massive battle. But, you know, you only get to see it in your mind's eye, which, you know, that's fine. Don't get me wrong. That's the point of a book, but to be able to actually see that on a screen, you know, where you have visuals and stuff, that would just be awesome to, you know, be able to take part in that battle.
And we might see that in here.
Like I said, you know, we won't know until people start playing it.
Right. I'm excited. Gotten David Buster's not too far over from me. I just have to make sure I don't just hop by there at work and not waste hours on it before coming home.
Yeah, the last time I went to Dave and Buster's, you don't just drop by. You plan. Yeah. You have to plan ahead, because usually you want to call them and tell them you're coming and have them put your name on the list so you can get in.
I want this time slot. You know who I am? You probably wouldn't.
Because I don't know if you can come in and actually go into the arcade unless you actually sit down to have dinner.
You can.
Or lunch or something like that. But
all the Dave and Buster's I've gone to, you can just walk on in and just start playing games. You don't have to sit down for dinner.
Well, that's cool.
And I've been to 4 or 5 different ones. So yeah, you just take your, if you have a power card already, you just go in and refill it or continue playing or do whatever. So should we get into the little bios of the squad that you'll be playing as? So we have Ethan Graves. He's a tactics and command specialist, birthplace, the Jovian habitats on Sol, age 37. I don't know how to convert metric height and weight into the American version, so we'll just leave it at that. You have Marcus Hudson, recon and communication specialist, birthplace, New Alexandria Reach. I guess I'm going to say the color. So Ethan Graves is the blue ODST. Marcus Hudson is the orange ODST. Victor Ramos, heavy weapons and support specialist. Birthplace is Casbah Tribute. He is the green ODST. And he's 20. He's the youngest of the bunch. Then Ava Lang, explosives and demolitions. She's in the purple. Go purple. From Chicago on Earth, age 23. So there you go.
It's interesting that they picked Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, I mean, and the reason being is because Sergeant Johnson's from the same area.
I probably should have known that, but I didn't.
You know, it's just interesting that they picked that particular area for this particular character. And it could just be total random. You know, I don't know. But it's just interesting that they used that particular city again.
I mean, I guess it's not too, not unusual, but it's not out of the ordinary to see multiple figures.
It's not, but I mean, of all the cities that have been in the games or referenced in the games and books and stuff, to pick Chicago.
Fair point. Chicago.
You know, it's not like they had a real limited choice. They had a pretty wide range of places they could check or places they could use.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what it is. So for reading reference, Grimm mentions Halo the Flood. Kind of obvious since the game revolves around the extra fiction in that book pretty heavily. He says it's not required to play Fireteam Raven, but it's definitely worth checking it out. There's a deep link section talking about Ravame. He was a zealot who was or elevated from zealot from the Prophet of Regret and was the, I guess, the shipmaster of the Truth and Reconciliation when they chased the Pillar of Autumn to Halo.
Yeah, this is something I actually never really realized. When you enter the control room for the first time, and you have to kill the three elites, you kill this elite.
Mm-hmm. The gold elite with the sword.
I just never put two and two together.
Is that the only gold elite in Halo CE?
That's the only ultra elite, I believe. Well, CE's version of an ultra.
Right. So, yeah. He got pwned by the Master Chief.
But he's definitely the only one that has as much health as he does.
Yes. Well, wait. What about wasn't there an ultra on the assault on the control room? The one that's in the door that when you go to it locks and you have to go unlock it and then he stands there with the sword?
There might be. I don't remember.
I think that was also an ultra. So there might be just the two.
All I know is this one is always seemed to be harder to kill than any of the others.
Yeah. Pins also said there was one that died as we escaped the engine room. So maybe three. When I go through and do the scoring, I'll have to see if I can remember to jot down those.
I know there's not very many of them in CE.
No, there's very few. Trevor,
you never really dawned on me. I'm basically killing the captain of the ship when I enter that room.
I don't think any one of us knew. I don't think that lore was ever established until maybe just now.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because of all the other lore that has been out there, the placement of the control room is correct. You know, in Covenant ships, the control room is always buried deep in the bowels of the ship. It's not at the prow like UNSC ships. You know, it's buried deep in the ship to be protected. And that's where you are when you're traversing Truth and Reconciliation. You know, you're down in the midsection of the ship, a ways away from the outer skin. So, you know, it makes sense, and it would make sense that, you know, that's where the shipmaster would be. Like I said, I just never really put two and two together. So it's nice that they did that.
Thanks, Grim, for continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Grim also has a little segment on the Prophet figure that was revealed for the latest Halo Legendary crate.
the bobblehead prophet. Oh.
Yeah. The prophet of truth.
I really do think they should have put his head on a spring. Nah.
That would be funny.
And honestly, the reason being is in Contact Harvest, when he ascends to prophet, when he takes his name of truth, he makes comment about the headdress and how it requires him to sit up straighter in his chair and not lean back because it wants to pull his head back.
Huh.
So I just think it'd be funny if his head was on a spring.
Okay.
But that just
that would be interesting. Get a little bobblehead icons figure.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be cool. Speaking of Loot Crate, there is a Memorial Day sale going on right now for some of the Loot Crates. I believe this one is the last one of this year. I think this crate number 6.
I believe so.
The Halo crate you can get for 20% off. Some of the other crates you can get actually for 30% off, but Halo only gets 20. So if you head on over to podtackler.com/loot crate and then use the code Memorial20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your crate. It counts for single crates or the half the year crate or the full year subscription. So whichever one you want to go with, you can choose it and then you can get it. And if you start this month and if you do a 3 month, then it'll do this one and then the first two of the next year of crates. They haven't announced that they're doing a year 3, but I see no reason why they would not be doing a year 3 for the Halo Legendary crates.
Just fingers crossed.
Exactly. So check it out. podtackler.com/lootcrate and then use the code Memorial20 at checkout for 20% off of your crate. And the last thing on here is the Halo Rise of Atriox comic miniseries is now out in complete, I guess, hardback form. So they, like they've done with a lot of the previous comics, they've condensed them all into one book. And it is now available in brick and mortar stores, and it should be available online on June 5th. Is that what it said? June 5th. Yeah. So it should be in stores as of today, and it will be on online order on June 5th. You can head on over to the Dark Horse website to see where there might be a store near you carrying it, or you can just wait and then order it off of Amazon or wherever else you buy print editions.
I have to admit, I like when they put the comics in a hardback.
Me too. I haven't been much of a comic book collector, but just from getting the full story in one book, it's a lot easier that way, I think. Retail price is $20 and it's 120 pages. And that'll wrap up the latest issue of Cannon Fodder, issue number 102. So thanks, Grim, for the update. I don't think there's been any community update, which is good. Grim, don't you dare. He's probably not listening to this, but don't you dare. It would be funny if he was actually listening to the podcast while he was finishing the article and then he just posting and was like, ha, suckers.
Who says he doesn't?
I wouldn't put it past him. I would not put it past him.
He probably just skims through Mixer just before he's ready to post it. Okay, is Podtacular still broadcasting?
There you go. Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to go get something to drink, maybe go to the bathroom, and okay, time to post.
Oh, yeah, they're about ready to sign off. Okay, let's post now.
Yeah, there you go. Penn says I just jinxed it. We'll see. That is all the official news. Now to some community news and a lot of the Halo tweets. Actually, we'll just start with a lot of the Halo tweets first. The submission thread for the Halo 2 Anniversary Forgetacular is now live. ForgeHub tweeted out a little bit earlier today, and it is on their homepage under the article that they posted for the announcement. So if you head on over to ForgeHub, you can start submitting your Halo 2 Anniversary Forge maps for the contest. And remember, there are some monetary prizes as well as the possibility to get featured in a Master Chief Collection playlist. They have an example up there as well of a Forge map that you can use to kind of reference what type of map to make. But for the most part, it's pretty straightforward. Just make it a 4v4 map that can do Slayer and some other objective variant. Make sure it just plays well and it works. I think functionality is probably a little bit more sought after than aesthetics for this, especially if it's going to be going into matchmaking. So something to keep in mind. But that submission link is open for anyone that is wanting to submit their stuff for the contest. First place winner will get $500 plus a Forge Up t-shirt. Second place, $350 plus a Forge Up t-shirt. And third place, $150 plus a Forge Up t-shirt. And there's a bunch of the different Halo Waypoint stuff, like the special avatar and badge on the website, loot crate, and possibility to get your map into a Halo 2 Anniversary playlist. So get to forging. You got about 3 weeks to go. Next up, tickets for MLG New Orleans is now open. I think it just opened today, actually. This is the tournament where we have Halo and Gears together for the first time. It's going to be taking place July 13th through the 15th. So make sure you go on over and get your tickets for the kickoff of the 2018 Halo World or the Halo Championship Series League. I don't think I'll be going to any other Halo events this year. I don't know if maybe, depending on how big the finals are in November and when specifically is in November, maybe do that, but I might be sticking it out just for Worlds next year, but we'll see. So if anyone was expecting me at New Orleans or London, I will not likely be at either one of those. Sorry. But whoever's there, feel free to meet up with some of the other Halo community influencers that will certainly be there. I've already seen some people on Twitter say they're going to be there that we know. So make sure you check out with the rest of the Halo community, because there's lots of people that go, and it's a really good time to meet up with a lot of fans and really make some new friends too. I think every time I go, I'm meeting someone new, and everyone in the community is always open armed and very welcoming to one another. So I definitely recommend, if you have the chance to go, go. But if not, then it's all good. Just catch the action online. You plan on going to an event one of these days, GT? One of these days.
Cool. Probably wind up just being one of the Microsoft events, but at one of the stores.
And that's fine. They have a lot of different events going on at the stores as well. They have the monthly events that they're doing. So that's something to make sure you check out. The first one, since we're kind of on the topic, is June 3rd. That's going to be the 2v2, so that's actually in about a week and a half. Then July 8th is going to be the free-for-all. August 12th will be a 2v2, and September 9th will be a 4v4. You can find more about that over at aka.ms/HCS2018season. Jumping through all the tweets really quick tonight. Let's see, what else is here? So I think we teased this a little bit last week when we had Shooty and the Omicron on the show, but there was someone that had started working on some, I guess, really advanced scripting stuff in Forge, and they actually came out with a proper trailer type of thing where they've got the Pelican flying through different scenarios, and the scripting works flawlessly. It is truly amazing. I'm going to pull the link here because I watched a little bit earlier. But if you guys haven't had a chance to see this, I'm going to post it in the chat for those that are in Mixer. It is worth the watch. I personally think it would be really cool to see from a Machinima standpoint get integrated with some things. I know the Machinima scene is a little bit kind of under the radar to the rest of the Halo community. It's not as big as it once was, especially in the Halo 3 and Halo Reach days, but there's still some small Machinima groups and personalities that make them. So I'm hoping this gets integrated with some of those in the future. If not, maybe Red versus Blue can start integrating it instead of having to animate some of their stuff. Because they've had to animate some vehicles before, but this, I think, opens up a whole nother realm of what they could do strictly within the game and not animate it. That's just my take on it, though. Have you seen... I know you saw the thing from last week. Did you see the actual trailer type thing?
No, I have not.
Okay. So this is done by... Well, the channel is X Gaming Channel. I don't know who specifically the person is. I think it's at the end here. I'm trying to find it without it blasting music. But this was all done through Halo 5 Forge on PC after the Monitor's Bounty update. So it is definitely something the Forge community is going crazy over right now. What else should we cover? We've got the Halo Challenge is in full swing, and a Twitter user by the name of Div360 tweeted out a full Microsoft store of people at Century City doing the Halo Challenge in the store. So they had a free-for-all tournament, and basically everyone there, they did the Halo Challenge. And it's a lot of people. It's probably about 30 or so people.
Wow.
In there. Yeah, I'll go ahead and link this one in the chat as well. It's pretty impressive. It starts out with just a couple of people, and then everyone starts to get into it. But it's really well done. So there's that for everyone in the chat. Next thing is... This probably hasn't been made the rounds too much, but for those who maybe remember Wang Time, who... has done quite a few numerous things around the Halo community. 3 for 3. Do you say Posthumus or Postmus? Or Potums? Postums or Potums? I guess you haven't seen this one, so I'll link this one as well. So this was a... I don't know if it was exactly a commission. Haas is saying Postums. I don't know if this was a commission or something that Wang Time just did... just kind of out of request or his goodness, but this is an art piece that Wang Time made with SFM and a couple other things, and it is amazing. It is wallpaper worthy.
I like the coffee cup.
If you look closely on the coffee cup, it says, "This is fine."
Okay, yeah. Now that I've blown it up, I can actually see it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone
knows. That is absolute amazing work.
I know. Wang Time is very, very talented. He does GFX and VFX and is very, very good at what he does. I'm going to save that image right now because I haven't done that yet. And... Oh, now my computer is being slow. Anyways, so yeah, that was a really cool image that's been making the rounds on Twitter and slowly throughout the Halo community. It's just really cool to see what the community can come through, especially with art like this. And in my opinion, Wang Time is probably one of the best within community when it comes to VFX and GFX. Sweet stuff. For sure. Moving along, let's see what else we got. We covered the Halo War 2 stuff. They had the social stream yesterday. Yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday, where they were playing some more Halo 5 with the community, and you and I probably were not there again.
No, I got distracted with other stuff. I'd actually planned on coming home and playing, because they were actually playing at a time I would be able to get on, but life got in the way again.
I was actually home and I could have played, but I decided to do some other things instead. Another tweet that is somewhat relevant. They're temporarily disabling signups for the Halo Community Feedback Program and the MCC Insider Program while they're updating some tools and infrastructure to better run the program and collect feedback. It's not going to affect any current members that have already been cleared for the program, but they're holding any new people from signing up. This shouldn't be too long. They'll let us know whenever signups are back in, but for now, signups are disabled. So make sure you are either following at Jessa Birdie on Twitter, or Sketch has usually been retweeting them as well, to be updated when you can sign up for the MCC Insider Program or the Halo Community Feedback Program if you have not done so already. There is a new Halo Boom Co. pistol out. It is the UNSC M6C SOCOM Blaster. Between GT and I, we think it's kind of a mix between the Halo 1 pistol and the Gungnir pistol. It doesn't have any one specific Halo pistol that it's modeled after. It kind of looks like a hodgepodge of different things that make up the pistol, but it's a new one out. The one before that was the ODST M6 Blaster, which was the yellow one with the ODST. This one is mostly blue with accents of red and has the same kind of shark eye and mouth parts as the flamethrower did from Halo 1. And whatever the AR skin is in Halo 5, I forget what the AR skin is. New Boomco pistol, which I will be buying whenever it's available. Yay. I believe that is all for Halo and community news. There's not much as far as Halo community news going, and I think we'll see a little bit more Halo news once A3 comes around, but that's it for now. GT, you got anything to add?
Nope. I do not have anything to add at this time.
Again, make sure you check out the crate. There is a 20% off just this weekend only through Labor Day. You can get 20% off a Halo crate or some other crates, and there's also some other crates you can get for 30% off. For more information about that, just head on over to LootCrate.com to see which ones apply. For the Halo Legendary crate, you can get 20% off going to podtaggler.com/lootcrate and then use Memorial20, all one word, at checkout, and then you'll get 20% off your crate or subscription. Subscription comes in 1 crate, 3 crate, or 6 crate, which translates to 2 months, 6 months, or 12 months. As far as our Spartan company, we are still working on our Achilles helmet, and we probably will for a very, very long time. But a quick update on where we're at on kill commendations. We have Sorry Mate, which is getting a little bit closer. I think we're up about 200-ish from last week. We still have another 753 to go to get that level 4 to level 5, and that is the last level 4 that we have. The closest level 5s are the quickly kill 3 or more enemy Spartans in a row. We still have another 735 to go on that one. The next one is hijacking a vehicle or skyjacking a flying vehicle. And we have another 213 to go on that one. Still making progress. It'll still be a while before we actually get to Achilles Helmet. Halo 6 will probably up by then. But we're still going to push forward. And hopefully we can keep on powering through as much as we can to get that Achilles Helmet.
Oh, that's the one we leveled up.
Which one?
The Pain Train.
Oh, is that new?
Yeah, the Pain Train just went to level 5.
Okay, there we go. So we actually got... That was level 4 last time? Last podcast?
Yeah, we're at 134 of them.
People do a lot of shoulder bashes then. Or someone was really focusing on shoulder bashes. Someone did say they were actually working on those. I forget.
Because I remember getting a company commendation pack this week, and it must be that one.
I totally missed that then.
At least I assume it's that one, because that's the one that has the lowest number of kills. Either that or it was forgot to pay the toll.
No, I'm pretty sure it was shoulder bashes. I think you're right. Because forget to pay the toll, I think we got a while ago. Because that was something that Confal and Keys and a couple other people were working on, and we got that one a while ago. So it must have, I think it was the Pain Train. I wonder how many road trip went up from Castle Wars.
I got like 6 or 8 of them.
That works.
Some of them weren't the enemy team.
Does it count if it's your allies?
I don't think so.
It'd be funny if
the little metal didn't pop up.
It would totally be funny if it did.
I was actually getting splatters on mongooses.
That's impressive. It's difficult to do in Halo 5. Not impossible, but difficult.
Well, when you get a little help from a grenade, it helps.
That That is very true.
Gives you a little boost.
Yes, it does. All right, what else? You can check out the Halo Hub. It is a new Discord server to share community-created content. You can find the server over at thehalohub.com. And it is for anyone wanting to share any kind of content that the community has to offer. So machinima, artwork, streams, podcasts, cosplay, montages, clips. There's looking for groups and achievement hunting lobbies in there. So it's a nice place to, if you make any kind of content in the community, I mean, even if you want to share a screenshot or a clip from Halo, you can. There's always something to contribute in the Halo Hub. So check it out. And also check out our Discord. You can head over to podtacular.com/Discord, as well as the rest of our social media sites. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Mixer, Twitch, all that fun stuff. If we have it, just search for Podtacular and you will find it. Also, make sure you check out our podcasting network. We are part of a network of gaming-specific shows, which includes Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about all of those shows over at thepodcast.com. Also, make sure you check out our game nights every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by Mr. Godzilla T himself, streamed on Mixer and Twitch. We also have my Sunday night achievement hunting streams, which start around 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I forgot to mention, but Friday nights start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have the podcast on Thursdays, Mixer only, and that is at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you're following us on both platforms and subscribe or follow. Well, follow, yeah, to be alerted when we go stream. And most of the time it is open lobby for GT. And whenever I'm doing co-op achievement hunting stuff, then I will open it to lobby as well. There might be a couple other days we add to stream. From my perspective, I'm looking at maybe adding one more day of streaming Halo stuff at some point, so be on the lookout for that. And as GT said earlier, the Achieving Halo video should be out by the time the next podcast comes around. What game are you going to be doing after Halo 5? You're going to jump into Halo 2 Anniversary after this?
Yep. We're going to go to the torture game.
I can try to do the first mission with you. I know that's kind of one of the harder ones to get through.
Actually, the first mission is one I have to do solo because of one of the achievements.
I will be joining you on one of the other ones then.
The fun part is going to be, I'm making this as easy as I can. I'm using the Scarab gun because I'm not going for any score time achievements.
Okay.
But the trick is I have to make it through the entire level on Legendary without taking any shield damage.
You're just going to be holding down the Scarab gun the entire time and making sure there's not a wall in front of you.
I can't take any shield damage.
Oh, I get it.
You know how hard that is with a Scarab gun?
It's difficult. Not impossible, but difficult.
In my test run, I had 21 resets.
That's actually less than I thought it would be.
That was my first test run. My practice runs, they were a lot higher than that.
Oh. I'm going to go try it now. I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Scarab gun would make Lasso not work, right?
Well, to get the achievement, you have to use the Lasso playlist, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Which, shucks. That won't let you put any extra skulls on.
Yeah. Shucks. Okay, so if you're interested in Halo 2 Anniversary Achieving Halo, minus the first mission, then hit GT up, and he'll get you in. That'd be cool to get Halo 5 done.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. I applaud your effort, and thank you for putting up with the community and all of our fumbles.
happens.
I know there is a lot. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in, whether you're via Mixer tonight or via download. Thanks for listening to us, supporting the show, and sharing it with your friends, posting it on social media, whatever. We really appreciate the support. Haven't done this in a very, very, very long time, but since a lot of the other podcasts are doing it, leave us a review. We are on Google Podcasts, which they actually do reviews, I think. It's a little bit hard to get to. I haven't had iTunes reviews in a while, so feel free to leave us a review on there or shoot us a message directly on Twitter or wherever. The reviews help get the podcast actually out more, and we've actually fallen off the podcast list a little bit. So, I mean, there's other great podcasts up there like Halo Conversationalists and Bad at Halo Show and Drunken Halo that are up there, but they're up there and we're not up there because our podcasts don't get reviewed. So no reviews makes it look like that no one's actually listening to the show too much. So leave us a review will actually help spread the word that the show is still around. People can do that. If you just like the show and want to leave a short blip, great. If you don't like the show and think we're doing a horrible job and want to leave some feedback like that, that works too. Just any kind of feedback that you can get, we would appreciate that. And on that note, thanks for everyone for tuning in again. We'll see you all next week, if not for one of our streams this weekend. And keep on fragging the trucks.